Hey there, podcast enthusiasts. Welcome back to another exciting episode of iTexas, the show where we dive deep into the world of mobile banking apps and uncover the secrets to success in this ever-evolving field. I'm your host, George Epstein, fintech expert and CEO at iTexas, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. In this episode, we're going to explore a topic that's crucial for anyone in the financial sector or tech industry, the true cost of developing a mobile banking app, and what factors play a role in shaping these costs. And get ready to dive into the nitty-gritty of mobile banking app development. Let's get started. Ever thought a luxury car was expensive? Well, picture this. A banking app that costs less but drives your cost-to-income ratio down. Crazy, right? But it's not as wild as it sounds. So, here's the deal. Is building a banking app a pricey indulgence or a smart investment? Look at Revolut and N26. They've nailed it. Their secret weapon? Mobile apps that slash their cost-to-income ratios down to 30%. But what does it take to get there? And more importantly, is it worth the dough? Let's dig in. The point is, most U.S. banks are stuck with a 60% cost-to-income ratio. Shaving off even 5% is a dream for many. But imagine cutting that in half. Mobile apps aren't just a trend, they're a game changer. We're talking automation, paperless banking, and serious revenue growth. Imagine a single platform pulling in customers, cross-selling, and delivering a super personalized experience. That's the magic of a well-crafted app. Now let's get real. Developing a banking app isn't pocket change. You're looking at anywhere from $30,000 to $300,000. And yeah, the more features and complexity, the higher the bill. Thinking about an iOS and Android cross-platform app? That's going to cost extra. But here's the kicker. Can you really afford to skip out on the future of banking? Where you get your app developed matters too. Sure, you can go the cheap route and outsource to Asia, but you might end up compromising on quality. Or you could strike a balance. Hire seasoned developers in Europe or the US. They get banking software. They know the regulations. This isn't just about saving a few bucks. It's about making smart moves. And here's a little nugget. What happens if you don't get it right the first time? You're looking at rework, delays, and missed ROI. That can blow your budget up by 30%. So when you're thinking about developing a banking app, think big picture. Think long term. It's not just about what it costs up front. So what's the right budget for your app? Honestly, there's no one-size-fits-all answer. Apps evolve, features get added, costs shift. But here's the bottom line. Investing in a top-tier app could be the smartest move your bank makes this decade. Want to dive deeper? Check out the full article. You'll learn how to save money, hit deadlines, and seriously boost your bank's performance. Trust me, it's worth a read.